God didn't say anything, but the third time he said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, God has said, while you go through your trial, while you've been pressed, while you've been poked and prodded, if you just trust me, my grace will get you through this. My grace will be able to help you to endure hardness as a good soldier. My grace is here to make sure to carry you through whatever it is, because you can't get through all by yourself. You can't make it all by yourself. Now you got to keep telling yourself that I'm making it by the grace. Oh, we used to sing that old song, by the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. Anybody can testify today, if it had not been for the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. Amen. He said, tribulation, work patience. I'm almost through. And patience, what? Experience. The word experience, when we look into this word experience, it means that we develop some integrity, we develop some trust, we develop some character while we go through. Oh my God, today. Sometimes we go through something and we talk negative and we go through and we talk all kind of talk. But then we realize it didn't help us to get out of our situation. But in fact, it made it worse. But then we go through another situation and you say, this time, I'm not going to say all that negativity. This time, I'm not going to be around all that negativity. This time, I'm going to pray more. This time, I'm going to get in the word more. So it begins to build your character. You start to saying the things that you should say. You start to saying that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You start saying I am a child of God. I've been bought with the price. I wish I had somebody. And you start realizing that God loves you so much that he will turn your captivity and give you some deliverance. Do I have any witnesses? He said that you start, once you have patience, you have enough experience to begin to hope in God. And he says, then you have a hope that makes you not ashamed. And so I start getting a character. I start to care how I act. Oh, my Lord in here. I started to have character. I started to care how I act when I go through my tribulation. Some of us don't care how we act when we get something on our mind, when we go through some stuff. When we're under pressure, then we start cursing and acting a fool, swearing, wanting to fight, wanting to do all this stuff. We want to act a clown and put on our clown suit, bring the circus to town, get out all the beasts and act a fool and put on a show for all the bystanders. You got to stay off Facebook. Book with your rants.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. Johnny Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Wonderful name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh for this wonderful opportunity we have now to hear from you. Let the Holy Ghost do as only He can. Tell her the text that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might not only hear but heed what you have to say to us. And then, God, let us practice the principles and receive the profit. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Turn your Bibles, if you will, this morning to Psalms number 84. Psalms number 84. I want to commence reading at verse 5. Now, what's interesting about this word before us today is that, like those in this psalm who were challenged by their circumstances, they chose to live above their circumstances rather than under them. Psalm 84, beginning at verse 5, says, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. Listen, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His holy word. Choosing to live above, not beneath, my circumstances. Choosing to live above, not beneath, my circumstances. I want you to say that with me, because we need to confess. What is confession but a simply aligning ourselves with what God has said? So say to your neighbor, neighbor,
I don't know about you,
but I'm choosing to live
above,
not beneath, my circumstances. Give God some praise if you really mean that today. Hallelujah. Let me throw this out parenthetically before I go any further in the text so you'll understand something. Circumstances don't make or break a person. They only reveal. I throw that out again. I said circumstances don't make or break a man or a woman or a child of God. It simply reveals them. And so when you understand that circumstances that we deal with, are you surmounting on your circumstances? Are you rising above your circumstances? Or are your circumstances rising above you, getting the best of you? According to Psalms 84, verses 5 through 7 that we have read in your hearing, these are overcomers of circumstances. Touch your neighbor and tell him, I'm an overcomer of circumstances. Now, all the reason why I'm asking you to do this is because I'm trying to get you to get in your spirit that you are an overcomer. I'm trying to get you to speak, you are an overcomer. I'm trying to get you to get used to it while you're here, so when you get out there, what you're saying in here, you'll repeat out there. I am an overcomer of circumstances. Listen, circumstances come to the saved and the unsaved, the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. And so circumstances are no foreign reality to any of us. But the difference is, as an overcomer, our faith is placed deeply in the word, in the will, and in the way of God. Listen again, because when you look at this, these overcomers of circumstances have four characteristics that I want to pull out from the text so that we can see it and understand it from a biblical perspective. Characteristic one, they draw their strength from God. Listen again at this word, because the Bible says in verse 5, blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Now, my brothers and sisters, one of the things that circumstances do is they reveal where your source of strength comes from. Circumstances will challenge you. They will try you. They will bring you to a point of reaching all the way down or upward to your reserve, to your source. It will cause you to expend all of your energy and all of your resources and everything that you have in you. And yet when there is nothing left in you, it sees where you reach back for your reserve. It sees where you reconnect for your turbo power. It sees what you do next, or what does happen as a result of you getting to that point where you either go for more by tapping into an alternate source, or it sees that you have no alternate source to tap into, and it usually destroys you. And so one of the things that is so important for the overcomer in the Word to share with us today is that the first characteristic of the overcomer in this text reveals that they know who their strength is. They know where to draw their strength from. Can I tell you, God is a vast resource of strength. You cannot exhaust His strength. There's nothing you can go through that can tap in and drain the power of God. As a matter of fact, when you tap into that power, it so supercharges you that it usually burns out what's trying to burn you out. You know, sometimes you can charge something, or you put something in a voltage that's greater than that is regulated to go in, and it burns out the thing you put in there. And so sometimes what you don't understand is it's when you tap into the strength of God that you usually destroy the act and actions of the enemy in your life because of the vastness of the power that's in your source. They learn how to trust God. If we're going to be overcomers of our circumstances, we've got to realize, listen, God knew what was coming before it came. And God knew that you had been assigned to deal with the stuff that was coming your way. So He also put limitations on the enemy. And He also gave you the ability to tap into a higher source of power than you. And so what circumstances do is reveal what you're really made of. It's not difficult to see what you're made of when you're going through stuff. Everybody can play roles. Everybody can perform and pretend. Everybody can do skits in life. But the reality comes when the curtain is down and ain't nobody watching and the real stuff happens, and there by yourself, the real test come, and that's where you really tap into the power of God. But then something else I want you to see, because not only do they draw their strength from God, point one, but point two is their heart is 100% given over to God. Let's look at the rest of verse 5. It says, in whose heart are the ways of them. The New American Standard Bible says, in whose heart the highways to Zion. In whose heart are the highways to Zion, meaning the place of God, the dwelling of God. In other words, they are so focused on God, it's like they have blinders on. They are focused on God, and nothing in the peripheral takes their attention away from God. They are on their way, and they take the highway. They take that place that gets them to God quicker than any other place or any other route, because when they are directly connected to Him, they won't let anything stop them from getting in there in His presence. Their focus and their faith is so deeply rooted in their heart that it creates highways. Now, you know, you can go down surface streets and still get where you're going, but you don't get there as quick as you would if you took the highway. And you got to realize sometime, my brothers and sisters, that God wants us to know how to get to Him expressly, quickly, going the way that is paid for those who know how to reach Him and reach Him in a hurry. I don't know if you know it, but there are times in your life when you need to get to God and you need to get to Him without delay. There are some times you need to bask in his presence and you need to be, God, listen, I need you and I need you. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next hour, but I need you now. And you need to know how to get to that highway to God and reach him with your heart 100% focused on God. I want you to see, my brothers and sisters, there's something else. Because when you look at this word, what I love about this is, one, when you know where your source comes from. And two, when you know how to get in the presence of your source, listen to this, you're going to learn how to change your circumstances. You see, a lot of times circumstances come so that they reveal us to us. But also when we understand who we are and whose we are, when the circumstances come, what the devil meant for evil, God gives us the ability to change them into good. You see, circumstances are nothing but daily exercising regimens, or weekly, or monthly, or yearly. Whenever they come, they're simply strength training mechanisms. You got to know that, because all circumstances are going to do is reveal how strong you've become since the last challenge. And sometimes you might be wearied and worn from the last challenge, but you don't recognize when God restores you through the rest he gives you. And yet it might seem like the next challenge comes so quickly, you're going to discover that in the midst of your rest and restoration, even though you may not feel like it, God has strengthened you for the next test without you even knowing it. And the only way you really know it is when you go through it. Look at the next verse. I want you to see this, because this is so important. Verse 6 says, who passing through. Who's he talking about, who passing through? Talking about the overcomers. He says, when the overcomers are passing through the valley of Baca. Now let me say this, because Baca is a place of weeping, of sorrow, of barrenness, and possibly even death. In this barren environment, these overcomers of circumstances make it a spring of water, a source of refreshment, a place of hope and beauty. Listen, rather than being overwhelmed by their circumstances, they change them for good. Now hear me, if you don't hear nothing else I'm telling you in this text now. If you are an overcomer of circumstances, when circumstances come your way, listen at this, you're going to change bad into good. You're going to change wrong into right. You're going to change down into up. You're going to change dark into day. You're going to make a difference because of the circumstances that have come to overwhelm you. You will ultimately overwhelm the circumstances. Now look again at the word, because verse 6 says this, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. Listen at this, make it a well. It doesn't become a well till you make it a well. You turn a desert place, a dry place, a barren place, a sorrowful place, a burdensome place, into a well of hope and life and beauty. You make the difference. And see, that's the problem. We always want God to come in and do for us what God has enabled us to do for ourselves. God says, you're going through the desert right now. If you like the desert, walk on. But if you want to turn your desert into a garden, you have the power to make it so. You're there complaining and crying, being cynical and disillusioned about your situation and why this and why me. Because God knows that you have the power from him to change your situation and become an overcomer of circumstances. And you, I thank God for that, because that means I don't have to wait on anybody else to change how I feel about my circumstances. Because I make it a well. You make it a well. Not anybody else is responsible for changing your circumstances but you. That's why when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he didn't put that burden on Peter, James, and John. He said, y'all wait here while I go a little further. There are just some things you can't let nobody else do for you. You got to do for yourself, and you got to keep persevering until the reality of what it is you are after becomes that. And so the Lord Jesus stayed right there until the Bible said an angel came down and strengthened him. And no longer was he filled with tears. He turned his desert situation in the Gethsemane garden into a beautiful blossoming garden of light and hope and life. Because he had gotten the strength he needed to change his situation around. You say, change it around, Pastor? He still died? Yes. He did, but he died this time as opposed to coming into the garden hoping that God could change it and give some alternate way of dying. He did it this time with the joy of the Lord in his heart. And though he didn't change his circumstance, he changed the way he felt about his circumstance. So ultimately what his circumstance intended to do to him, he did not allow it. He did it to his circumstance. It brought him back to what he said, no man taketh my life, but I lay it down. And if I lay it down, I can take it up when I get ready. Now see, that's when you change the rules of the game. Yes, he died, but he died when he got ready to die. Yes, he rose, but he got ready to rise when the Lord said, God said he was going to rise. And everything worked like God wanted it to work because he was in control then of his circumstances. And so sometime, my brothers and sisters, God will let you go through instead of you taking you out of it. Do you know it's like baking bread or cake or something? If you put it in and it starts baking, it starts rising, and you say, well, I can't let it go through it. Let me pull it out. Can I ask you a question? If it's half baked, is it really worth eating then? Is it really done? Is it really at that place of perfection? No, and so sometimes God allows you to go through the fire. But you got to understand there's a reason why he lets you stay in till you're baked. You aren't good for nothing if you're not fully baked. You're not the purpose for which you created unless you're fully bait. And so you got to understand that just some things God allows you to go through, and he lets you continue it until the process is completed. But in the end, you are what God wants you to be. And so the enemy hates when the believer goes through, because if he ever makes it through, he's going to go to what God wants him or her to have. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Listen at this, because I want you to see something else when you look at this word. As we see how passing through the valley of Baca, they overcome and even change their difficult circumstances. Third point, it's important for you to understand as an overcomer, if the devil can get you so caught up on what you see, rather than what God has said, then he'll destroy you in your valley. No wonder David said, yay! It wasn't because of the valley he started shouting. Because he understood, no matter who you are, you're going to go down through the valley of the shadow of death. You're going to face some evils. You're going to deal with some uncertain things. But you can rest assured as long as thou art with you. His rod and his staff, they. You ain't running out the valley. You're walking through it. You're being developed and defined into everything God wants you to. And you're comforted because he's right there by your side. But oh, that ain't even all the reason why you're shouting. Because here's the truth of the matter. As long as you walk with him, every step you become more confident. Every movement that you make that brings you toward the ending of your valley brings you toward the celebration that God has set up for you. And I need you to know, my brothers and sisters, God wants you to have the peace and the power and the protection and the provision and the knowledge of those things before you ever come out of your circumstances. See, the problem with too many of us is we can't shout till we come out. Now, I don't know about you, but some things I go through are too long in between shouts.
if I had to shout when I came out. But the believer, because they know they are an overcomer, can shout every time they take one step forward. And that's a step the devil didn't stop or block. And then when they take another, they can shout every step they make, every inch they take. They don't have to wait till the battle is over. They know before it even begins, they are winners. And the joy of this underneath the skin is what focuses you on being able to make it through your circumstances. Why does God want us to know this afresh? Because of these difficult times in which we live. Listen, we ought to be an example to the world. We ought not participate in the world's recession or the world's depressions or the world's issues. We ought to be the light of the world, showing the world how God does this thing. We're not exempt from troubles, trials, and tribulations, but we ought to be teachers of how to triumph through those things. David said, Lord, when I get it together, let me teach some other folk who's still struggling, who's still missing it, and who's still falling, how to get up and get it together and come out of that situation with praise on their lips. You see, when you learn how to do what God wants you to do, God wants you to mentor somebody else. Not sit there and act like you're holier than thou, because it was nothing but the grace of God that brought you through what you've come through. It's nothing but the grace of God that's bringing you through what you're coming through. It's nothing but the grace of God that's going to take you through what you go through. And so when you come through, Jesus told Peter, when you get converted, when you get it together, when you come to yourself, strengthen your brother. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Then the last thing I want to tell you about these overcomers is, fourthly, they become stronger and stronger until they cross the finish line. They become stronger and stronger until they cross. Look at verse 7. They go from strength to strength. How many of them? Well, it's in the Word. Every one of them. Every one of them. Who are the them? The overcomers. Every overcomer goes from strength to strength. You know, one of the things that I love about the Lord is that because He strengthens the overcomer so continually, so progressively, that they don't many times even realize they're being strengthened, because He does it in increments. Little increments. He gives you your daily bread. He don't stock it up a month at a time. You know, like some of us go grocery shopping and we stock up for a whole month. He doesn't stock it up a week at a time. We go shopping every week, some of us, make enough grocery to last us till the next week. He stocks it up only in a 24-hour period, so that day by day He increases our strength. And that's why Jesus taught the disciples to pray. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. It wouldn't make no sense to give us this day and then include a whole year's of strength, and we couldn't use but one day of that year's strength. So He gives us what we need daily. Somebody ought to thank God for strength that goes from day to day. I know you may not know it, but I can promise you, according to the Word, God has given you as an overcomer more strength today than He did yesterday, because He knows what you've got to do today, and tomorrow He'll give you more strength, because He knows what you've got to do tomorrow and the next day. Oh, I wish I had a witness in the house. You go from strength to strength.
You may not know it, but every now and then you ought to check the weights on you. And the Holy Ghost, who's your strength trainer, when it gets a little heavier on you and you just happen to take a gaze at